All right, cool. What are we doing this time?
Well, Gary, we are here in the Philadelphia Museum of American History.
Oh, it's exactly like It's Always Sunny.
Yeah. No, over there you have Dayman, and on the opposite side, you have Nightman.
There's the Nightman.
Yeah.
There's where the gang cracked the Liberty Bell.
I hate that episode so goddamn much. It's such a bad episode. I like that show in general, but that was I always skip the Liberty Bell episode.
It's pretty rough.
Yeah.
But anyway, so like I'm steeped in history. This is just like the ancient part of Maniac Mansion. You know, ancient times.
Yep.
1776.
Yeah.
Idea of the Tentacle is what I was referring to.
Yeah.
So look, what did you take me to this museum for?
Yeah,
what's your game plan?
What you don't realize is that Benjamin, which you don't know because you're an uneducated clod, is that Benjamin Franklin invented an instrument called the harmonica. Okay. So you know how if you fill a glass with water, then you wet your finger a little bit and then just give a little rim, you know? Just rim that glass a bit?
Yeah, before you get wet and rim, do you have to wet your finger or can you get somebody else to do it? And when you say water, does it have to be water or could it be like any kind of wet?
Could it be any kind of... Is it dealer's choice moisture?
Yeah.
I honestly don't know the answer to that question. I think that there has to be some kind of resonance between the liquid on your finger and the liquid in the glass.
Okay.
Okay.
So like some kind of fluid that comes out of your body in general.
Right. So you just have to, tap yourself like you're a big old maple.
Sure.
Fill that glass and then.
Sure. Like wait for one of your friends to come to you and be like, yo, bro, you coming? And you'll be like, at the moment, yes. And then you stick a finger on like you're trying to spray a hose.
Gary, now I'm upset. Sorry. You took
Peter and the Wolf on a piece of glasses. They're filled with different amounts of liquid.
Oh, you should fire your agent.
Yeah.
That part is not in Franklin's notes. However, he is an infamous dirty boy. So I would not be surprised.
I was about to say, yeah, if we're talking about wet rims, like, that dog is so down for that shit.
Yeah. An area dry rim in the house.
That episode of The Office where Andy Daly plays him, where, like, he's hitting on Pam. and Pam's like, didn't Ben Franklin have syphilis? And he goes, yes, but I don't. My name's Gordon. And like I love the delivery of that, like
his posture changes.
Yeah, it's really good. It's like he expected dressing up as Ben Franklin to like be this chick magnet
to be a panty peeler.
Yeah, panty peeler extraordinaire like Ben Franklin was, and instead it didn't quite work.
Yeah. Well, the docents are coming by and ushering us along because I think that they think we're too close to the harmonica. Let's just wait. All right, they're gone. Okay, I'm going to walk up here. I have filled these with random fluids, and we're just going to play this as quick as possible and see what comes out.
Okay.
So. Wetrix. Oh, weird. Did that sound like Wetrix to you? I'm gonna put sound effects under it.
Old Tony Timmy radio.
Hello, baby. I don't know Franklin.
Hello. Playing my Wetrix. Come on, Nintendo. 64. Yeah, I don't like this.
Oh, I kind of do.
The emulator was running at like 4x speed. So
well, that'd do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're no populace.
You're definitely. Wait, was this compared to populace at all? What are you talking about?
Very similar, that kind of like terraforming.
Okay.
You know. Yeah.
Hey Gary, what's your name?
Gary Butterfield.
Okay, my name's Cole Ross.
Suffering, the show where we play bad games if you don't have to, who did this to us, Cole?
Who did this to us? It would behoove me to open up the database. But this week we are talking about Wetrix, which is initially an N64 game. Then it had a Dreamcast sequel. And then eventually it got one of those sequels on PS2 called Aqua.
And there's a PC port and all this jazz. Like it is a kind of a failed attempt at a new puzzle franchise.
It showed up more frequently than I would have expected it to, if I'm being honest, because I remember this being a thing back in the day. So this is a demanded game from Dr. Ganon. We finally caught him, guys.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Calamity Doctor.
Who says, I'm not sure if this is a bad game. I always liked it in theory, but never could figure out how to play it well. Also, it was the only N64 game I had that needed a memory card. Oh, that's that's good for at least 25 minutes, because that was bullshit.
Yeah.
I have a cartridge. If I'm using a cartridge, I should not need a memory card. You dicks.
Well, that's the Wetrix promise.
Yeah. But like that also happened for like sports games and for Legend of the Mysterious Ninja.
Ugh. Yeah, it was pretty confusing. The expandability of the Nintendo 64 was a little bit obnoxious. One in the Donkey Kong Country like little expansion pack thing.
Oh, not the Donkey Kong Country one. The one that you needed to play Majora's Mask.
Oh, sure.
They were the same one, but I mean, like, let's remember. Well,
but Donkey Kong Country came with it, so a lot of people artificially inflated the numbers on that. Awful. Awful, awful, awful fucking game.
Yeah, a lot of people bought it. That nadir of modern society, which is
Donkey Kong Country, the most boring 3D platformer that has ever been.
Yep. Oh man.
Yeah.
But yes, this is an N64 game. We should get the basics of Wetrix out, because beyond the premise, there isn't an awful lot to talk about this. Like, this is taking aim at the Tetris throne, and there is as little to say about like the basics of it, but far, far less in terms of like the ceiling of the elegance of the game, I think.
Yes. I think that this is an episode where we spend a couple minutes talking about the game, because we just set the concept. We spend a couple of minutes on GameFAQs Gold and then just talk about the concept of being wet. Because I don't know what else we're going to talk about. Like, there's no narrative. Like, this does not lend itself to
You kind of cut out there, and I know what you actually said, but what I thought you were saying, like, where the blank that my mind filled in was, nobody's talking about being wet anymore.
It's out of style. Everybody's dry docking it 24/7. We need to get moist, motherfuckers.
He's Soak Squad.
get a dip. Everybody's slipping, nobody's sliding.
Ugh.
Man,
it's been forever since I've been on a slip and slide. I think that'd be real fun, but I think it'd be short.
What about the ground though? Because like, I remember even as a kid being like, this ground is uneven and hard, and like, this kind of hurts.
Okay, so here's the thing. Pain has been somehow both amplified and diminished. I think that just in general, whatever, you know, like, I think I might just have more pain in my life. However, more instances
of less pain, you mean?
Right. It's like a more dull, it's like a more like just a constant dull agony, I think, that anybody over the age of let's say 27 exists in. However, I also think that it is much easier to just really egregiously damage yourself. So I'd probably go pretty far, but I would not be able to walk. So I would take a slip and slide right to the ICU.
Right to the grave. Yeah. Right into an open casket.
just up a ramp.
Up
a ramp through some kind of scaffolding that is holding a suit up, so I dress myself on the way.
Fall into it, yeah.
Yep.
And just like a shotgun full of powder cake makeup, just like blast you in the face on your way down, and then just there you are.
Yep.
Just put in some skin putty and the I feel like, so as an adult with a slip and slide, and this is a very obvious thing, but the thing you do is you use something other than water because you're an adult. So you can afford like to really grease that shit up.
Oh, so you can use that lubricant that Clark Griswold used in Christmas Vacation. Yeah.
Yes. And have a good time like that guy did.
Later did. Yep. have things end good like they did for Clark Griswold.
later, dude. His famous catchphrase.
that's what he says before he
gets... No, it is. I'm glad you remembered it with that detail. Like,
I can't tell. So here's the thing. Because of my childhood media diet, by which I mean watching the same VHS tapes over and over, my vocabulary, all my vocal tics are pretty much just little snippets from various vacation movies and also The Great Outdoors, with maybe a little bit of Summer Rental thrown in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. And it's like the part of the reason why I think that was funny is that I've probably seen Christmas Vacation like 12 times.
Okay.
Like, I've seen it a lot. I just forgot that he said that specifically. So it just, you one-upped me in a thing that I feel like I'm far above the average on.
Okay.
Which, you know, not, you know, brag if it was a brag.
Right.
But
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. Yeah. So nobody's talking about being wet anymore. I think when I say, boy, it'd be fun to go in a slip and slide, I think what I mean is, boy, it was fun to ride on a slip and slide when I was young.
Yeah, they're fun.
Yeah.
You know, it is fun to move fast on the ground. It's the same thing behind sledding, except you don't have to go uphill.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like being a professional diver. You know, most of the time you're just climbing stairs.
Yeah. And that part's, you know, I could do without.
Yeah. Yeah. Give me a lift.
Yep. Yeah.
Take all the athleticism out of this.
You get like a vertical slip and slide. When you say the athleticism, it's not like Olympic divers are well known for their ability to climb stairs. Like, that's undoubtedly the hardest part of what they do, but nobody ever recognizes it. What I know, if that, right? that was the thing?
Yep.
You know, look at that guy. He's really climbing up some stairs.
Ooh, look at him go. Those calves, man.
Yeah.
Ooh, just rocking them. Cannonball calves.
Yeah. And now he's just jumping off a platform.
Yeah. Gravity, like, does most of the work.
Yeah. He's just falling. Who gives a shit?
Might as well be bobsledding. Come on.
Yeah. Nothing.
Man. Freeform luge.
Back the stairs.
Olympic stairs.
Yeah. Just Olympic walking to exhaustion.
Yeah. So anyway, Wetrix, this is, I think, an early N64 game that is a little more than a tech demo for the way the N64 hardware can model liquid physics.
Yeah, because they couldn't make Vampire Circus, which was where this technology came from.
Yeah. So can't help but point out that they already had this on the N64. They already had the tech demo. It was Wave Race 64. Showing the fluid and liquid dynamics. Man, I had a lot of fun playing Wave Race. Fuck, that was a fun game.
Yeah, remember that was Wave Race.
That's a fun game.
All right.
What's that?
I don't mind it. It's all right.
Yeah.
I don't mind it. It's like a for a loosey-goosey kind of slippy-slidey racy game.
And it's no Hydro Thunder.
Oh, Hydro Thunder is really good.
Hydro Thunder is very good.
Yeah. Well, that's what I said.
Yeah.
very fun. But Wave Race is fine and good.
Yeah.
Wetrix is like, I remember seeing the cover for this. I never took the plunge. I never played it until I played it for the show. And I remember thinking, like Wet Tetris, like, what is that going to be like? But not enough. The cover is extremely ugly, I think, of this game.
Yeah.
And I remember even thinking that as a kid. And it's produced by or published by Ocean. And Ocean is not the mark of good quality in games.
No.
In general, there are some exceptions, but for the most part, like, Ocean games are a bad time.
Right. Ocean, the publisher of games such as Mr. Wimpy and also Mr. Nuts and its follow-up, Mr. Nuts Hoppin' Mad.
Meets Mr. Wimpy. Oh. Yeah. Well, I'm like, well, I don't want to do that. I'm too scared. Okay, well, I'm going to go eat some peanuts. They're actually legumes.
Mr. Nuts is a wow. Okay, so all of a sudden this episode is about Mr. Nuts. This is Ocean's answer to Sonic the Hedgehog. It's a Genesis game, Mega Drive game rather, that stars a very sassy squirrel.
Have I seen this guy before? No, I have not seen him. Well, Mega Drive, like, this is not an American.
No,
like, this has Euro stench all over it. It's got that Euro stain. No, there's a Game Boy version.
It came here for the SNES, but it was the Sega Channel, and I think that these kinds of games would have gained the visibility that they needed on the Genesis.
Yeah, this looks very Sonic. Like, yeah. This title screen.
Very.
What
much
are you doing, Mr. Nuts?
Ooh.
Yeah, this is ugly.
The sister title. It's the Umjammer. What are you doing, Mr. Nuts? It's the Umjammer Lammy to the Parappa the Rapper that is No One Can Stop Mr. Domino. Yeah.
The we don't give video game characters the honorific of Mr. very often.
No.
It's like Mr. Driller, Mr. Domino. You know, a couple of people get that.
But Mr. Mosquito. Not even a man.
But then, like, Dig Dug. It's just Doug. You know, it's not even that, like, interesting. Like, he's just a guy.
Wait, why did... Okay, that's a missed opportunity. Why did Nickelodeon not license Doug to Dig Dug?
Ooh, like inflation pornings. Like,
yeah, Patty Mayonnaise. Yeah.
Oh well, I was taking it, and I guess like
you were trying to make it so the victim wasn't a woman. I get it.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to explode Patty Mayonnaise, and also that's just gross. Like, explode Patty Mayonnaise all over me. Like, good night. I don't know if I could date a girl with the last name Mayonnaise, even if she was really cool.
Even if she was the heiress to the mayonnaise fortune?
Almost especially, right? Because you go to that house and like everything would be white and everybody would be wearing all white.
Classy, though. Person in an all-white suit. Pretty sharp.
But the whole house is white, and then there are just rows and rows of eggs and like clear cups of emulsified oil.
You're painting the picture that this that this house would be like this ship from 2001.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Except for like mayo related things.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it'd just be like a big blender room. Like, you'd open the door and there'd just be like a drop off, and there'd just be a huge like egg beater there. And it just.
There would be a vault where they keep the secret recipe.
Yeah. Secret recipe for egg plus oil. You know, and then there's like a stepmother house in back, like called the Hollandaise Inn, where they take butter instead. It. And that's how you make the holiday sauce in the back. So yeah, I don't know if I could date that girl.
Gary,
so
Hollandaise Inn, this is a first in the history of the show that made me get up and walk across the room because I couldn't look at the screen that represented you when you said that. That's very good.
Thank you.
So I generally get this game confused with Weltress, which is a different game that I have not played.
Yeah.
What you're doing is you have what appears to be a Final Fantasy Tactics map, but it is completely flat. Different arrangements of uppers, downers, half a quart of ether. Dudes.
Yeah.
Salt shaker full of cocaine, 2 pounds of grass, all of that. Those fall from the sky, and they impact the terrain in different ways. You get a couple of, you know, just regular pieces, so you can create little basins before it starts mixing in drops of water, and you have to contain the water. It keeps track of how much water falls off the edge of your little square in space, and if your little vial fills up, then boom, game over. The goal being to contain all of this water, and, you know, rack up the good score by dropping fireballs in to evaporate it and get it off the table.
I didn't realize that my emulator was running at 4x speed until I watched a video.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't realize I was trying to keep the water on the screen.
Okay.
So I had no idea why I was failing. Like, just pieces were falling at an alarming rate. I was putting them down and filling up little buckets of water and then just go, failure. You know, and then I would just end. I had no idea what was happening.
Yeah, you were playing the tournament mode.
Yeah, Grandmaster's Edition.
Yeah, you sent me a message on Slack when I was in a meeting. It was like, what the fuck, Wetrix? And I'm like, it's just kind of like a weird, quirky puzzle game.
It's because I had no idea what was happening. It was before I'd done any research when I just played it, and it was just this like watching things fall from the sky and you lose at random simulator.
Yeah.
So. This has an extremely pretty fun GameFAQs presence. Did you find these really, really sweet kids?
I found an incredibly sweet kid who was very worried that they would offend me, but they still wanted to say an approximation of the word.
Oh, the kid. Yeah, that's in the GameFAQ. We'll get to that in just a second. On the message board, under the thread, enter the Wetrix.
Yep, I found that.
Yeah, this is very cute. So... Prince Trunk says, this game is so fun, they should make a sequel. Oh, wait, they did. So they should make a sequel for the next gen. aerodynamic trunks says, who's on aerodynamic trunks and Prince trunks. Okay.
This might be the same person talking to themselves.
Talking to themselves, possibly. I'd pay for that if I had a Wii. Could be good downloadable content.
I definitely copy the URL to this, so I know what you're getting to.
Yeah. your karma, it's huge. What is this? And then there's a huge string of characters here.
Yeah.
Is this some Lulinx thing?
Lulinx referring to, I think, some kind of third party service. Lue being a reference to Life, Universe, and Everything, kind of GBS, or it's a GameFAQs's kind of GBS.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Is this what that is? And then it goes, I've seen it over 9,000 times. you know how that is.
Yeah.
And then, you know, continues to go. When you say, you know where I'm getting to, are you talking about this guy's image in his in SIG?
No, I'm not talking about. So there's a lot here. The thing that I noticed, which is, you know, the person talking about their karma saying it's over 9,000. And then in a parentheses after saying, Google that for some fun times.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was getting to. I got thrown by trying to get the image stack thing to work. Yeah, Google that for some fun times. Let's do so. Aerodynamic trunks. I wonder what kind of cool, fun, original content I'm going to get for Googling over 9,000. All right, just the image search. Here's a bunch of pictures of that black-haired guy from Dragon Ball.
Yeah, vegetables.
Vegetables saying it.
Yeah.
That's what I got, essentially.
Yeah, original audio and video good from Dragon Balls.
Yeah, let me drop this little piece of porn into your Slack bucket.
Okay, cool. It's gonna be one of those.
I mean, it doesn't have to be, but I really like how pointedly these balls are drawn. Like,
okay, wait a minute. So you haven't hit submit these quaint balls?
Yeah. Like, what the hell?
Oh, wow, he's got like a real smooth. He's a real smooth boy. Krillin is.
He's chilling like Krillin. This is what they mean when you say chilling like Krillin, is that you have like Mecha Balma or whatever.
That's Android 18, and I don't know, I think it's not, it's Android 17. Fuck, 18 is the dude. Fuck me.
Yeah, fuck you. It's Android 17 who has a boob hanging out.
It's Android 18. Sorry, 17 is the dude. Yeah, no, she's got a very triumphant boob just kind of like poking out of her torn shirt.
Yeah, just one of them hanging out, which, like, you know, hanging, dropping nip, like hanging boob is fine.
It's a power move.
Exactly. Well, she's in a power position.
Yeah.
With this guy like bent over with his big like womanly butt, but right. Then he's just like very shaved, like smooth, immaculate balls hanging there. Like,
yeah.
So it's a weird pornographic image.
She's Captain Morganing on top of a prostrate Krillin.
A prostate.
Yeah, very near, very near the prostate of a prostrate Krillin.
The prostate of Krillin.
Yeah, and you get to see he doesn't have the dangle thicket.
No, yeah, there's no dangle thicket.
Yeah,
and his butthole is extremely deep in his butt cheeks.
Right,
so you don't get to see that. Like, he's got a real bubble butt.
Yeah, I think that if anus is present, this has to go up a rating level in DeviantArt. So
9001,
right? Yes. But yeah, that is definitely, wow, those are some baby smooth balls.
Yeah, it is just that you don't usually see balls quite that smooth.
No.
So this is the kind of fun times you get for Googling over 9,000.
Right. Yeah. And then this person said, hey, I've seen it over 9,000 times. Yeah. Did you,
here's the thing with Mario, Luigi, Wario, and Waluigi. Wario is looking at a laptop, and he says, it's over 9,000. And then Waluigi says, hey, Wario, what does the laptop say about Sclavenbrouse's power level? And then Mario says, what, 9,000? And then Luigi says, 9,000 what? So who the fuck is Sclavenbrouse?
I have no idea.
Mm.
Huh. Yeah, and the image in this guy's SIG doesn't go anywhere. Just image check is down, which is a shame. Yeah.
Yeah.
But in your entire life, in a million years, would you have thought that a website called Know Your Meme would be as helpful as it is?
as like a research aid,
right? As like something that is like document, like
important to my work.
Yep. Yeah. There we go. That's at the heart of it.
Yeah.
I never would have thought that like a site called the Know Your Meme would encroach into my livelihood the way that it has. I'm happy that it's up to the task.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm very surprised myself.
Yeah.
You know, it's a. I like that the tact that Know Your Meme takes is not to try to be funny. It's literally just, this is the origin of this.
Right.
Here's some examples. Like it's a weirdly like scholarly site.
Mm-hmm. Well, in, so, any other path, and that way Encyclopedia Dramatica lies.
Yeah, and then it's just like about, you know, SJWs and stuff.
Right. Right. Yeah. So. I don't know, like Wetrix. I was kind of into it as like a the tech demo that it is.
Oh, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
On this Know Your Meme thing, they're talking about Dragon Ball. So Goku's power level, which after powering up is 180,000. Then why do people give a shit about over 9,000? Overall highest power level is.
It's in the millions.
Yeah, 2,500,000,000.
we're going to get in trouble for saying this, but it's just anime is what it is. That's
the weird pinball power creep that comes with.
Right. So the over 9,000 was in the first arc. It was in the Saiyan arc, where it was literally just Goku's relatives coming back to claim him because he was a Saiyan living among the Earthlings. And they were shocked that because of his training, their scouters reported what was then an unprecedented power level. And with every single other person, the way they established how powerful they was, you know how in the Next Generation, they would just have the person beat the shit out of Worf?
Yeah.
In Dragon Ball, it was less elegant. They would just have it be like, oh, their power level is an order of magnitude higher than what somebody else's was. And I think eventually, a couple of arcs down the road, the scouters just started blowing up as they tried to clock somebody.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's when you get to 2.5 billion or trillion.
Something or, no, billion, like that. So. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the highest or was Super Saiyan Gogeta.
Mm-hmm. And he's at, Gogeta. Sorry. That Gogeta. Is Goku and Vegeta after they did a fusion dance.
God, I hate this shit so much. I hate it so fucking much. Like, I don't. So dumb. This shit is so dumb. Oh, okay. They did a fusion dance. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, that seems cool.
That's how you get Gotenks. Come on, man.
Yeah, extremely cool. What his name? His name is Piccolo. You mean like the reedy, treble-fied flute? Like his name is Tiny Flute. Okay, cool. His name is Tiny. I'm gonna run out to the yard and pretend to be a tiny flute, guys. It's extremely cool.
Punch me. I'm a green man named Tiny Flute.
I'm an android. What's your name? Android 18. But this guy's name is fucking Broccoli or whatever. God damn it.
Yeah, you mean Brawly?
Yeah, Brawly. That's what I was thinking of.
Let's go.
Is he really
important.
Named Brawly? Yeah. Okay. I knew there was a Broccoli fella, but I couldn't remember what his name was. What is this?
It's pretty dumb is what it is. Yeah.
Anywho.
Anyway, people forget about Raditz.
Did you see the weird dispensary for Ultimate Action Replay codes for Star Force 3 Black Ace / Red Joker Ultimate?
No. What are you talking about?
That's another part of the message board is somebody putting in Action Replay codes for an entirely different game. Like a big part of this message board for Wetrix.
Holy shit. So I didn't realize this entered the Wetrix topic. You see how many posts, like that's 71 pages.
Yeah. It's a lot. Once you enter the Wetrix.
Oh no. Yeah. It's 48 pages.
Yeah.
472 messages.
Really pretty intense.
Yeah.
Huh. Most recently for about 2 years. With Aerodynamic Trunks and Prince Trunks. It's still just between those two guys. I hope it's the same guy.
Yeah.
And his second to Aerodynamic Trunks last entry is just H. Prince Trunks last entry, quoting him, H. So,
cool. They talk themselves to exhaustion over the course of 9 years.
And there are some people other than those, the Trunks brothers.
Right, right. So anyway... Yeah. So I don't think this is terrible as it is a novel idea. I would have been really pissed off if I paid $80 or whatever it would have cost on the N64, because it is pretty slight, and I don't see the curve of mastery working out great, right?
Yeah, that's like, it's very basic.
Yeah.
You know, even like it almost feels like if you were building these things for another purpose other than just to be a basin. Because there was a tiny bit of this that reminded me of Rampart, just because I was like getting little Tetris shapes and building walls.
Yeah, I also had the little Rampart vibes.
Yeah, and I like Rampart. So there's a way you could have made this work, I think. It didn't work for me. Like, I didn't think it was that fun. But again, I played it at 4x speed. I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't, I didn't know it until afterwards, and by then it was too late to fix. So.
Yeah, the deck was stacked against you.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was, forget it, it's Wetrix Town, Wetrix City. Wetrix City.
A bomb blows down one of the walls, and then just a tiny little Jack Nicholson is washed down the aqueduct.
Oh man, tiny Jack Nicholson. That guy's gonna die soon, right?
Oh, he has to.
Like, yeah, he's very old.
Yeah, I'm just shocked. Like anybody who lives over the age of 70 is like they are living on borrowed time. If they're famous, yeah.
There's that Onion thing where it's like Marvel starts planting seeds at Stanley's death.
Yeah,
starts. And it's like, yeah.
First off, okay, that's a dude. Second off, that's actually really good.
How dark is it that like they actually like filmed all his cameos for the next like four years of movies? Wait, all at once?
Did they?
Yeah, they did. I mean, a bunch of those have come out, so that's not true. Like as of today, that was true as of like a year and a half ago.
I mean, that's smart.
But it like, can you imagine just like somebody coming up to you with that idea if you're Stan Lee? Like, wow. It's probably like the same people, you know, it comes up a lot, like where people will go up to George R. R. Martin and be like, hey, you know, you're old and fat, like you have to finish these books. And it's like, and he gets really mad. Of course he does. Cause it's a really shitty thing.
Yeah. Somebody's talking about my mortality and my laziness.
In terms of, you know, me finishing this series of books about tits and dragons.
Mm hmm.
Being more important than like my family and my wife and like my life, you know? So it's pretty shitty, but it's the same kind of flavor, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that was a common thing for Stephen King before he finished The Dark Tower. Like, everybody was like, Hey man, you need to finish these books like as fast as you can. I know you're a prolific writer, but why are you doing this like Rose Matter and Dolores Claiborne shit? I need to know what happens to Eddie and Susanna. Give it to me. And it took him nearly dying to get him to write the last three.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a, you know, fans don't own the shit they like.
No.
And they act like it. And it's gross.
Yeah. But I watched Spider-Man Homecoming over the weekend.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And that's a fun movie. It's pretty good.
I like that movie quite a bit. Yeah. I'm kind of here for any Marvel movie that deals with the aftermath of like other Marvel movies.
Yes.
So, you know, you end up with like Iron Man 3, where it's about like Tony having PTSD, and you end up with Spider-Man Homecoming, where it's like, hey, a bunch of alien technology crashed into fucking Earth. Like, why are you ignoring that? You know?
Yeah. It's pretty, I heard good stuff, so I expected to have a good time, but like, I didn't expect it to be as kind of light as it ended up being, because more and more of those movies just kind of bore me. That's not an original observation, but just kind of like, yeah, okay, whatever, like take it or leave it.
Yeah. I think some of the jokes in Spider-Man, new Spider-Man, don't land. I didn't like the sidekick character. I was like, oh, this guy, this is a bad actor. Like, I think that he is not good at selling these lines. But I thought it was kind of sweet.
Yeah.
A sweetheart movie. Have you seen Blade Runner yet?
No, I was, I have not.
Yeah. I still need to go see that.
Yeah.
I have not done that yet.
I want to see that. I want to go see Mother before it leaves theaters.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I should just take a day. Take a very long and exhausting long day.
Especially those movies. Cause like Mother is supposed to be harrowing. And the, even people who are huge fans of Blade Runner have been like, yeah, Blade Runner 2049. The joke that I saw was Blade Running Time 2049 minutes.
Yeah. I'm a little bit put off by a nearly 3 hour runtime on pretty much anything.
Yeah, me too. I don't know that a movie ever needs to really be 3 hours long. I don't know.
Yeah.
I can imagine a situation, but I feel like most times
I feel like there should be a pamphlet that is handed out to anybody who buys. Yeah, like just a little program that I can have some credits, have some information about the movie, but have at least a 5-paragraph essay about why your movie is longer than 120 minutes.
Yeah.
Like just justify your decision to do that, because sometimes 90 minutes isn't enough. You know, not to cite Dark Tower again, but 90 minutes was not enough for that movie. They also paced it very poorly, but it just, you know, but like, yeah, more than 2 hours is an extravagance. And
I think so.
I deserve an explanation.
The, yesterday I went to, speaking of a long, exhausting day, even though it was a good day, I went to the, Lovecraft Film Festival.
Ooh.
I say that's once a year. This year I only went for one day. And I watched I didn't stay for as long as I could have, because, the way the timing worked out, I would have killed like 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting somewhere. So, and I ended up buying a bunch of the DVD collections of the shorts.
Hmm.
So I was like, oh, I can do this at home. But especially if we ever get that Lovecraft show.
Yes.
The shorts would be fun. So I watched a group of shorts that were all excellent. And one of which was a Stephen King adaptation, which I did not know about, a story called I Am the Doorway. Do you know that?
No, I don't.
I'd never heard of it, but it's very strong. And a bunch of other ones. But then I also watched like one of the most boring movies I've ever seen, which was a 1968 movie called Black Sunday and or The Mask of Satan. And the description for it is so fucking cool. It's like this, you know, this vampire witch like gets sacrificed and then comes back several years later to terrorize this small town for the forces of Satan. And I'm like, yes, 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 yes. Like, give me every part of that. And it was so goddamn boring. Ugh. I hated it. Like, and it was like, it was supposed to be like, you know, it was too sensational for Europe. Like, it was too gory and too action packed and terrifying. You know, it was canceled, or, you know, it was censored in its time and everything. And it was like, man, did it suck.
Mm.
Like the festival was really fun, you know, and the shorts I saw were phenomenal. And like, I had a lot of, you know, got some good deals on those DVDs and stuff, but like, boy, it's been a long time since I've seen a movie, and it's called The Mask of Satan.
Yeah,
like how cool does that sound?
Give me—I don't know how much more time you have left. Can you give me some like indication of the anatomy of this movie? Suck.
Is really, really boring and poorly acted, and a lot of time was spent on like, it's like an Italian Gothic horror movie. So in any individual shot, there are things to appreciate about it visually, like really high contrast, you know, shadows and stuff. But a lot of it was about this this manor house in this small town with this wealthy family that were the descendants of the original vampire queen lady, and just kind of their comings and goings.
Hmm.
You know, lots of like really slow scenes of them like being scared about wind going outside that house. Scared of wind. Is it like, and they had nothing but like real dopey servants. They kept having like, some guy would come in and
why don't their servants have their shit together?
If you're trying to make a face like you were, you know, like kind of sweet, you know, like imagine like the worst possible version of that.
Okay.
They all look like that, and they're all like, but master, I don't know. Like they all had like really exaggerated dum-dum voices.
Just your old gaggle of Torgos.
Yeah, it was like every time that happened, it was very funny, and nobody else in the theater was laughing at that. But it was just like, come on, nowhere, some guy would stick his head in and like be like literally crossing his eyes and be like, "Okay, master."
No, oh what no,
what is this bullshit? It sucked,
huh?
So, Mask of Satan.
Oh, so it's like a B minus.
Yeah, like it wishes it was a B minus. Extremely bad movie.
Yeah.
I think that's about it for Wetrix.
I think so too. I wish it was better, and I don't even think that if they tried to do something with this now, that would even be a big deal, because like fluid dynamics ain't no thing. Like in its like if it was ever going to be impressive, it would have to be impressive in its time.
Yeah, it's not going to be it's not enough just to make like this little, you know, continuous space. Like the puzzle part of this is, you know, building a little place with walls. Mm-hmm. And that's not quite robust enough for a puzzle game, I think.
Yeah. Like the way that this would be really, really good is if that, like, it flashed up, hey, make this. And then it gave you a predetermined set of pieces and you had to like in time, you know, organize them. And then it would gauge you by accuracy, like how close you were to the model example, like take the water out of it. I would be down with that, like in a 3D space manipulation kind of thing. Yeah,
thing or whatever they're pentagrams or whatever they're called.
Tangrams.
Yeah. Tangrams. Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, missed opportunity, but I, like I said, I know I didn't get the perfect experience. So
yeah,
I'm not going to cry about it. If you like this show, so thank you, Dr. Gannon, for this. If you like this show, if you want to, demand episodes, if you want to suggest episodes, if you want to support us in general, the best place to do that is go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv and see what we have on offer there. Rewards and goals and the like. Even a little bit of money helps us out. And yeah.
It certainly does. If you want bonus episodes of this show, that is where you get those by being a patron. Also, you can get them for a little bit less money if you go to duckfeed.tv/store. Those pop up. The scheme, and if you don't know this, the three most recent episodes of any given premium show stay on the Patreon feed, and then after that they drop onto the store. So you're waiting a little bit longer to get the a la carte episodes, but they're there and available for you. And if you wait even longer, you can get them as part of a big discounted bundle. Here recently, season three came out, and that's a really good season that has 50 Cent, Blood on the Sand, and Pepsi Man.
Yeah, lots of fun episodes in there.
Yeah.
So check them out.
Please do.
I think that's probably about it.
Yeah. I need to not look at Krillin's balls anymore. It's kind of been front and center. It's going to be front and center until you message me some more.
Yeah. And I shan't.
Preserve this in state like Lenin's corpse.
Yeah. Until next time, what smells like wet dog?